holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Depart from me, you evildoers.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today is a splendid day. We do these things daily. We do these broadcasts daily. We record them daily. Oh, and the day is a great day. It's a great day. It's a great day. I think you're great people. I think you're a great listener. How's your family doing? Yeah, that's a good question. How's your family doing? How are you doing? You know, sometimes you have to ask people that. And they'll begin to tell you about their work and everything else. But no, you're asking them about how they are doing. Not your work. How are you doing? You know? So you people need to hear you ask about them. You know? They just need to hear it. Even though sometimes they'll be reluctant to answer your question about, you know, as far as how they're doing. How's their family? They don't want to answer that. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't. But when they don't want to answer, stay right there and let them just be quiet and let them answer, because people need to state how they're doing. You need to know. You know, a lot of times we see a lot of people who are smiling and walking and chipperly jumping and prancing across the park or down the street or whatever, down the hallway, down the corridor, wherever. You know, they're being themselves. They're smiling, but on the inside, sometimes something's wrong. And that, not that they need to find you every time there's something wrong. Not that you need to ask every time there's something wrong. Just ask them once or twice. Just, how are you doing? Because people, sometimes they don't feel so good on the inside. They just don't. They don't feel so good on the inside. But, you know, we as believers, we care about people. You know, we're supposed to care about them. And so even if they have a long and drawn out feeling a breakdown, you know, that's okay. You know, at least now you know how to pray for them. You know, certain things that they might be feeling, certain matter of fact, they could tell you something about how they're not feeling so great, but you have a different way of looking at it, and it can actually change their whole mold. It could change their whole facial attitude. That everything can change. It just gets brighter. Just get brighter. Just simply ask them how they are, and then maybe sometimes you might not have to talk. Just asking them will change the way they look. I don't know. Try it, man. Try it. Listen, are you still sharing candy at work? You know, do something. Put some water under the table, some cold water, something. You know, because they know when they come see you, you're going to have the licorice on the desk, or some minted candy or something on the desk, or some bottled water, some gum, something. And that in itself changed the way people's day will go. Just because you supplied a simple little need. You had the Tic Tacs. You had the the certs, you had the breath mints, whatever it is, you had it and you were able to give it to them. I'm talking about changing people's day. When I say today is a wonderful day, I'm saying today is a wonderful day so that you can actually try something different, something new to brighten somebody's day. Now, we're going to talk about this thing here. Talking about depart from me, you evil people. I know that's not a good transition, but I know it is going to be a good thing. It's going to be a good thing. It's going to be a good thing. It's not what you think, though. Let's see. Psalm 119. Man, that's a long, long book. Psalm 119, and we'll start at verse 113. So I have to change a few of the words here so that people won't turn the whole thing off and just dismiss this whole lesson. Okay. 113 says, I totally dislike with a passion, and you'll have to, is the H word, you know, I totally dislike with a passion those with divided loyalties. But I love your instructions. Talking about God, you know, a lot of times people don't really like when you're disloyal, or when a person's disloyal, or if they detect any disloyalty in a person. But you got to think again. Does it really matter about the disloyalty to a person, or is it about the disloyalty to God? Now, sure, you don't like the disloyalty these people are showing you, you know, but it's all about God. So you don't like the disloyalties, but you love the instructions of God. Okay, why do you love the instructions of God? Because they don't change. So when you're disloyal, you could change at a whim. You know, like we always talk about, sometimes just politicians, they do that. They feel this way this year, feel another way next year, according to how the people are voting or how the studies are gone and the mass thought of the people. You know, I'm not saying that they're disloyal. I'm not saying that. I'm saying the change, their words change over time, but God's words don't change over time. You get it? Even though he said, the soul that sinneth shall surely die, that is true, that is there, it is not changing, it is always there. But then he comes right back and says, but hey, I'm going to have Jesus take away your sins, so that even if you do die, you get a new life after this one. You get it? So he didn't change what he said before. He added something to it, but it didn't change what he said before. And so that's what disloyalty does with people. A lot of times they'll say one thing in front of you and say something else when you leave. Say one thing today, say something else tomorrow. But the instructions of God, they give you instruction. They don't change. They're consistent. Verse number 114, you are my refuge and my shield. Your word is my source of hope. Your word is my source of hope, not the Bible. Your words. See, when you start talking to God, now you're not, I mean, you read the Bible, and the Bible's a starting place, and it's good, but you're depending on God's word directly to you. See, that's a lot of times what, you know, people don't talk about in church. They don't tell you to totally depend on God. Go to God for all your words. Now, we can read the Bible. We can have Sunday school. We can have Bible study. We can have preaching. We can have teaching. But none of that means anything until God actually speaks. Now, when God speaks, you don't need a Bible study. When God speaks, you don't need a preacher, because he's the preacher. He's the one that's doing the preaching. He's the one that's telling you instructions, giving you things that you can't read in the Bible, things that he will give you that you can't study on a campus. Things that you can't get at a Bible study. Things you can't get in a preaching session. These are things that God gives you. You are my refuge. First number 114. You are my refuge and my shield. Your word is my source of hope. Your word is my source of hope. God's word. His word and his word only. Not me. Don't believe anything I say. Only believe what God says. And I'm not talking about the Bible. Just go by what God says. Let God tell you. And trust me, if you're asking God to give you information, he's not going to let the devil interfere and interrupt and let the devil give you information. No, you're asking God for information. You're trusting God to give you information. He's going to give you the information. It says here, if any man lacks wisdom, who? Ask God. Ask God. Who do you ask? God. Ask him and he will give you the information that you need and that you're requesting. He will show it to you. He will. Matter of fact, you might not even know what you're asking, and he might give you more than that. That's how God works, man. Verse 115, get out of my life, you evil-minded people, for I intend to obey the commands of God. Get out of my life, you evil-minded people, for I intend to obey the commands of God. Okay. And that's a different way to look at it. You know? It's a different way to look at it. Matter of fact, when you start trying to, you know, obey the commands of God, people will leave you. They just will. And I mean, it's not forever. Sometimes they just don't understand where you're coming from. They don't understand why they don't get along with you anymore. They don't understand why they can't understand your speech anymore. Because your old person, the old you is what they're used to. And so they're not used to this new you. This new you that started over time of, no, I intend to obey the commands of the Lord. Not that I've done it, not that I've obeyed, but I intend to obey. And then once you intend to obey, that's when you start, you begin to experiment to follow what God says. And you don't really have to tell people to get out of your life. But anyway, this is what God is going to say to people. Who in the end will say, Lord, I healed people in your name. I've done this in your name. I've baptized in your name. I've done this. I've done that. I've done all this work for you. And then God says, I never even knew who you are. I never knew you. It's the same thing here. It says, get out of my life, you evil-minded people. Double-minded people can't ask God for anything. Double-minded. Divided loyalties. That's the whole crux of this whole thing. Divided loyalties, but I love your instruction. And so you're constantly going between the world and what God says. And so you have to evaluate what the world says, and you have to evaluate what God says. And if you're able to follow what God says, you're always going to come out on top. You're always going to come out on, it don't feel like it. It might not even look like it, but you will come out on top. Verse number 116, it says, Lord, sustain me as you promised that I may live. Do not let my hope be crushed. Sustain me as you promised. God says he will sustain you. So, amen. Take comfort in his word and don't change anything until God lets you see what needs to be changed. And don't worry about evil people.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.